How did the Detroit Lions almost lose to the Giants? What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Gridiron Podcast. This week, Mike, unfortunately, is not here with us. He was traveling back home for Thanksgiving, so safe travels to him. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Mike, and can't wait for next week's episode with you. But we're going to take a little bit of a deep dive into last week for the NFC North, starting with the Green Bay Packers against the Minnesota Vikings, where the Packers won 23-6. Now, J.J. McCarthy sucks. He is horrible. It is unbelievable how bad he is. Now, I'm saying this as someone that lost to J.J. McCarthy with the Lions. But 12 for 19, 87 yards, two interceptions. He was just getting outmatched the entire game. It was unbelievable. And the Packers defense playing really good. Allowing Jordan Mason only 8 rushes for 42 yards. Yes, it is a solid number per carry, but limiting their pass game, limiting their run game. Emmanuel Wilson came up big for the Packers rush with the absence of Josh Jacobs with 28 carries, 107 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And Jordan Love, 14 for 21, 139 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. This was really just like a defensive battle, it seemed like, most of the game. The run defense for the Packers, like I said, were really good. The run defense for the Vikings, I'm surprised because of how well their rush defense has been able to do over the past 2 years, realistically. But not able to do it against the Packers. Packers rise to 7-3-1. They're second in the division. And the Vikings fall to 4-7. They are fourth in the division. Now let's go over to the Chicago Bears, who took the win against Pittsburgh Steelers 31-28. Mason Rudolph stepping in for the Steelers in the absence of the injured Aaron Rodgers. He threw 24 for 31, 171 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Caleb Williams had a really good game. Now, I don't know how much I want to say this, but it seems like Caleb Williams is truly a system quarterback. When he was with Matt Eberflus, he was not good really at all. Now with Ben Johnson, he is looking like a mid-tier to top-tier quarterback. I hate saying that. I hate saying that so much. But he threw 19 for 35, 239 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And this was just a back-and-forth game, all game. Like Mike and I have said multiple times this year, if it was last year's Bears, they would have lost this game. But they come out strong with the win. They've rise to 8-3. And the Steelers, 6-5. Bears are now first in the division. And I want to talk a little bit about their defense. Their defense has been stepping up a little bit. But this game, it wasn't too good. I mean, their run defense, the Steelers' best runner was Kenneth Gainwell. 10 carries, 92 yards, 9.2 yards per carry. Mason Rudolph, like I said, 24 for 31, 171, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. For Mason Rudolph, that is a really good stat line based on how he's performed throughout his entire career. I think one thing that is really going to halter this Bears team is their defense and staying close with teams. They're finding ways to win, but they need to have those blowout wins. Now, this is going to be a short episode, by the way, just so you guys know. Now, going into the Detroit Lions beating the New York Giants 34-27. Now, this is a win that doesn't feel like a win. Their pass defense was horrible. And I mean horrible. Allowing wide open receptions for 40, 30, somewhere around that range yards. Allowing trick plays to succeed. One to Wandale Robinson and one as a receiving touchdown for Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, 18 for 36, 366 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. Tyrone Tracy, 20 carries, 62 yards. The Lions' run defense has been their bread and butter all year so far. Their rushing, their pass rush needs to be better. Aiden Hutchinson needs to get home. Ali McNeil. I'm hearing Marcus Davenport's coming back. Josh Pascal's on his way coming back. So these guys need to get healthy and need to actually sack the quarterback. They are allowing quarterbacks to have way too much time in the pocket. And when you allow Jameis Winston, he's going to throw it no matter what. If he's going to throw an interception, he's going to throw an interception. But a lot of that needs to be fixed, right? Their pass defense and their pass rush. On the flip side, let's talk about the offense. He's dropped passes. Amon-Ra St. Brown with three drops. Jameson Williams, two dropped passes. Isaac Tesla, one drop. Brock Wright, one drop. David Montgomery wasn't even targeted in the pass game, even though he was wide open on the play that was at the 2-yard line that turned into an intentional grounding. The offensive line was pretty good this game, allowing Jahmyr Gibbs 15 carries, 219 yards, and two touchdowns, along with, I believe, three catches, 15 yards, and one touchdown. I believe that was the stat line. St. Brown still had a solid game, nine catches, 149 yards, and one touchdown. Jared Goff, 28 for 42, 279, two touchdowns, and one interception. Now, this is being recorded Wednesday, and we heard that Frank Ragnow is coming out of retirement. He will not be ready for tomorrow's game, today for you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. And this should help the offensive line big time. Bringing back Frank Ragnow. He's an all-pro player. He's solid, right? One of the best centers in our era, for sure. Him and Jason Kelsey, are neck and neck for best center. Now, going forward, the things that I need to see out of this Lions team. Better pass rush. Better pass protection. Better pass defense. And just getting yards on first and second down. A lot of these times we're still running screen plays, even though Dan Campbell's calling the plays, we're still running these screen plays. And that needs to stop. We're only getting 1 to 2 yards, if any. Sometimes we're losing 3 to 4 yards. This needs to change. And I will say, the offensive line scheme needs to be better. This offensive line, they're allowing unblocked pass rushers, unblocked linebackers. They're not calling the Mike linebacker and blitzes properly. And, I mean, this is an overtime win. Jake Bates, clutch 49-yard field goal. I believe it was 49 or 59, one of the two. That looked like it was going to miss, but came back and he made it. But 7-4, third in the division. It is not looking good for their playoff hopes if they keep playing like this. 100%. It is not. But looking at the division, we have the Bears 8-3, first in the division. You got the Packers 7-3-1, first in the division. Second in the division. Lions 7-4, third in the division. Vikings 4-7. They're not going to make the playoffs. But the NFC West, like we talked about last week, Rams 9-2, Seahawks 8-3, 49ers 8-4, Cardinals 3-8. There's only a certain amount of playoff spots. So, something needs to change. But let's get into next week's games, do a little prediction. And I really wish Mike was here, because on Thanksgiving at 1 o'clock, the Packers travel to Detroit, Michigan to take on the Lions. Now, Lions are favored in this game, and there are quite a bit of injuries. But I feel like with Jahmyr Gibbs, anything is possible, really. He's having a historic year. If St. Brown can catch the football, and if our pass defense can get home, I think the Lions are going to take it. I'll say 35-32. I think it's going to be a really close game. I'll say 35-32. And yeah, I think it's going to come down to the pass defense and whether or not our passing game can get home, essentially playing good, right? And then on Friday, so Black Friday, at 3 p.m., the Bears take on the Eagles, both teams 8-3. It's in Philadelphia. I think the Eagles have this. I think the Eagles are a better, well-around team than the Bears are. I'm going to say, and the Eagles' defense has been really good. They've been holding teams to single digits. I'm going to say 21-10. Yeah, 21-10. I'll have Philadelphia winning that. And we also have the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Seattle Seahawks. And I think the Seahawks are going to take it. I think they'll have a bounce back game for sure. And I will say they will win 38-17. Yeah, 38-17. But yeah, next week we're going to have my coworker and Mike battling it out. As always. Not as always, but you guys know what I mean. We'll have them battling it out. I'll be sitting back eating some popcorn. And we'll see you guys next week, as always. You guys can follow us on Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube. And let us know what you guys think of these episodes. We're going to have more segments coming down, more shorts. And yeah, see you guys next week.